Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Engineer, in the studio with me, Single Scott, singlescott.com.
How you doing, Greg? Scott? I'm doing good.
And Mermaid Angela.
Hey.
So we kind of have a full house once again. I don't know. We're on a streak. I don't know what's going on.
If you want to find out more about Mermaid Angela, just check out nicerack.com.
No, don't do that.
No,
it's scubaradio.com.
Okay. Yeah. Scubaradio.com/nicerack.
Yeah, we got a new blog on there. It says Mermaids on Ice. And because Angela has a nice little picture up there from the Chicago Dive Show.
Yes.
Which we're going to there in around the 18th of February, I believe. Our World Underwater.
You have no idea.
I do. OurWorldUnderwater.com. Is the website for that big dive event, largest dive event in the Midwest. We will be there with bells on.
And nothing else.
And coats.
And mermaid tails.
Yes.
And Angela was there last year. We threw her in the snow to make a mermaid angel.
Brrr.
Yeah.
And we have the pictures to prove it. You can check it out there once again on the new website, scubaradio.com. And are we going to do that again, Angela, by the way?
I hope so. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, last week we were talking about all the cold water, you know, diving options, obviously Chicago being one of the top places to go if you want to do some cold water diving.
And who doesn't?
Yeah, well, me.
Or me.
However, Dwayne Johnson emailed me, got a little viewer mail after our conversation last week, because, you know, we had these record low temperatures here in Orlando where we're broadcasting out of.
Boy, were we were dying.
We were freezing. We thought hell had frozen over, literally.
You know, a lot of people think it's because of my mother's wedding. But
it was freezing. It was below freezing.
It was. This is true.
Yeah, but this is in hell. Hell's in the Caymans.
You know, we were talking about, you know, going to Chicago, and maybe, you know, we ought to quit being wusses and actually go to Our World Underwater and set aside some time to go diving and do some ice diving.
Don't do it.
And, you know, Dwayne Johnson emails us. He says, Greg, I'm listening to your show. And you were wondering if Hague Quarry has ice diving in February. And because I had said last week that, you know, Tina Hague and the group, I think they shut down during the winter months. However, he says they do, but it's by appointment only. But being that I know Tina, I should be able to just call her up and say, hey, you know, it's me. You know, I think she already has her phone blocked from Scuba Radio, actually.
Probably.
Dwayne.
Probably,
so you got to keep that in mind. And by the way, this is Dwayne Johnson, not The Rock. He's just a great guy.
Completely different Dwayne Johnson.
He just doesn't want to say.
But you can smell what the Dwayne is cooking.
Hey, Greg.
And it's ramen noodles.
This is the first trip you've taken me on where it's been cold.
Exactly.
What am I in for?
You're in.
First of all, wear a hood.
Wear a hoodie.
At all times.
Yes.
At all times.
Yeah.
Dive hood?
Yes. They're warm. They are so warm when it's cold out. I wore my hood for 4 days.
Outside when you're not diving?
I wore it inside. It was 40 degrees in Florida.
You know, Dwayne
tucks into a turtleneck nicely.
Dwayne has a good idea. He says, all you need is a dry suit. Now,
okay.
You might look a little weird getting off the airplane in one of those. But, I guess he means
security.
If we want to dive.
Yeah.
But yeah, he mentions, you know, do a dry suit that they've done a New Year's Day dive there in Chicago. And it's cool stuff. And
cold stuff. Yeah, freezing cold. Damn cold stuff is what it is.
And by the way, Lake Michigan does freeze over, at least close to shore, but you can, you know.
Yes.
So there is some ice diving there available that we'll at least talk to people about when we're in Chicago.
That'll be nice.
So we're not going to do it?
Are you?
If yeah.
You'll do ice dive?
Yeah.
In the mermaid outfit?
Maybe. I'll bring it with me. Maybe I can tuck it in my dry suit.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Angela, she'll do anything. It's man, this girl is a trooper. She's a nurse, so she can revive herself when she freezes to death, which is kind of nice.
Would be interesting.
Yeah,
no, I think it would be a good idea. We've
really?
Never done it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will take pictures of you doing this.
No, you have to do it too.
No, don't try to suck me
in. Both of us.
I'm not going to fall for your trap.
We'll be a good dry suit team.
Yeah, she's like the Black Widow when it comes to doing this type stuff, isn't
yes.
she? She's going to try it. It ain't going to work, Angela. I'm sorry.
God, Greg.
Got to be drinking first.
Yeah.
Then I would commit to some nonsense. But no, I mean, I look forward to going to Chicago and at least talking about doing some cold water diving. I just don't know.
Then we can just have a real experience, and then we could, like, honestly say, oh, never going to do it again.
I'll tell you what.
He's already got that experience. He already says.
You and Scott can go diving there, and hey, I'll make the call for you.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
So you guys can go ice dive, and then you can come back to the show and tell me about it.
Hey, don't get me involved in this.
None of you want to go? Come on. Well, any guys in Chicago want to go ice diving?
All right,
with
so
me?
There you go. Mermaid Angela, she's put the word out. Mermaid Angela, you know, she's the nurse of our mermaid pod. We're also going to have Mermaid Amy, who is a librarian, or at least looks like one. So we have the librarian and the nurse in Chicago.
And just for those of you familiar with the films, when we say she looks like a librarian, she looks like Noah Wiley.
No, that is not what we're saying.
Okay.
You are a bad man.
Just all right.
All right. So anyway, we have that to look forward to, or to prepare ourselves for,
to gird our loins for.
Maybe.
Yes.
A couple things want to throw out there today, because you know I don't normally go here too often, because a lot of times things show up with this website that I don't really agree with. Because they kind of get into some colorful reporting that I think is very opinionated that I don't agree with. And everybody has an opinion. And, you know, and when I see stuff thrown out on the web, it's like, you know, sometimes you agree with this stuff. Sometimes you think the guy's full of crap.
Is this the sort of thing where it's, you know, somebody's weblog, or is it the case where it's just open for people to contribute whatever they want?
It's more of a weblog kind of thing.
Okay.
But you know, it is a good place for some information, but you got to take it.
You haven't sourced it yet.
I haven't. They source it.
You haven't told us who you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about Undercurrent.
Okay.
They kind of claim to be like the. They don't say this, but they kind of present themselves as like the Consumer Reports of the diving industry, and they'll report things that the magazines won't touch or whatever, and they're unbiased. And I'm not so sure I buy that. It's one or two people, and you know they have an opinion, and you know look, you know,
and
they
an
don't
extra
hide
grind.
It. Yeah, well, not necessarily, but it could be.
They're,
okay. You know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Just because they say they don't take advertising doesn't mean they're not influenced by some other reason.
Doesn't mean they don't take kickbacks, allegedly.
No, I don't say that at all. But once again, I don't go there very often because of that. But every once in a while, stuff pops up on their website, and I hear about it, and I think, hey, you know, this is something worth delving into. And they have some interesting issues that they bring up sometimes. That I think are worth a discussion or worth looking into. And this was one that really caught my eye, because we have this problem a lot here at Scuba Radio now when we're traveling, you know, because of all the airline restrictions. And, you know, if you're going to out of the country or even just domestically to Chicago, say you want to bring your dry suit with you, you know, you got weight problems, you got baggage, excess baggage issues and weight issues. It's always a big pain in the butt now.
Yeah. And if I can just throw this out there. You know, the planes haven't gotten smaller. There isn't less room on the plane to justify them charging extra. They're just looking for a way to charge extra.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're looking for. They're searching for a way. Americans aren't getting fat enough, fast enough for them to charge two seats for everyone. So they're trying to come up with a way to get the same amount of money out of you, doing what you've always done.
Well,
and I believe that this is because they are heartless bastards. And you can quote me on that. My name is Greg Holt.
Okay. Now, yeah, you may have seen in the news that a lot of the major airlines have increased their baggage fees this week by like $3-5, something like that. Oh, and it's now,
and at least they're not acting in unison. Oh, wait, they are.
All of them.
All of them. One does it and say, well, we can get away with it too.
Yeah.
Because they are heartless bastards.
Well, I'll tell
Greg
you what,
Holt said so.
Right now, American has not caved in yet. But it may just be a matter of time. You know what?
They went out of business 3 years ago.
What's weird? You know what's weird with American Airlines, for instance, is like if you fly domestically, you get charged for the two bags. If you fly internationally, like Grenada, they give you two free bags. And it could be the same. It could be a cheaper flight to the Bahamas than it would be if you were flying to Chicago from Orlando. But you'll have to pay an extra, you know, $60-$80 for two bags, as opposed to if you were flying outside the country.
Then let's go to the Bahamas.
Right.
That's pretty smart. Now when you bring that up.
It's kind of irritating when you look at it, but that definitely can't be good for, domestic, places like the Keys or someplace in the U.S. where, you know, they're trying to get people to come, dive. You know, divers, you know, say going over to the left coast off of California, Catalina Island or something, you have airfare issues like that to deal with. That's a little strange, if you ask me. But, you know, people are trying to find creative ways to get around these baggage restrictions. And Undercurrent had an article or a letter that they replied to one of their readers who suggested, after they wrote an article about getting one of those vests that you could just with a ton of pockets. You've seen those like in the Sky Mall magazines where you put your iPod, your glasses. It may have like 15 pockets in this vest that you wear, so you don't have to put it in a carry-on bag.
John Popper used to have one.
Right, exactly. Like a fishing vest kind of thing, almost. Well, somebody replied back to their article about that and said, hey, I wear my BCD. I literally wear my BCD jacket when I travel.
As you're traveling, you just deflate it. You wear it as a vest.
Exactly. And then you don't. It doesn't count as a carry-on. It doesn't count as a weight in your baggage.
It's a coat.
And he said he has taken several flights like this. The airlines.
Mermaid Angela could not be more incredulous.
has never given him any crap about it whatsoever. He said the only comment he's ever got is from some strange look from other passengers. And one guy actually said something to him on a flight from Sydney to Cairns, Australia. He was sitting behind him and says, just can't wait to start diving, eh? So, I don't know. I thought, hey, you know, that is an interesting idea because weight and carry-on luggage and stuff is really a problem.
Angela's concern is how is it going to affect her cleavage? Because without proper cleavage, you don't get that free drink from the one male steward.
Exactly.
Is that true, Angela?
But the cleave does look nice with the BCD on, so maybe I should try it.
if just a BCD. And yes. That's the thing.
Oh, well, hey, I'm... Lighter, don't have to carry as much. But are you skipping a bag? I mean,
no, it's clothes.
Well, no, but I mean, he's wearing this on, but it's
right.
Not
saving
like
weight.
I know.
It's how much does a BC really weigh? That's the real question.
It's
but
not like a ton that you're like.
Well, yeah, but you know, you're limited on your carry-on luggage too.
Right. So, I mean, it does take up a lot of space.
It takes up space.
BC does not fold down the way.
5-10 pounds at least. Depending on the kind of BC you're traveling with.
I suppose you got integrated
weights. Did you put your weights in there, too?
Got to take the weights out.
Well, no, you can do that. That's part of the deal. It has a pocket. Come on.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Boards a plane, or this is BC, evidently. He's frugal. And getting around those excess baggage requirements that the airlines are sticking it to us with. So that's kind of what we're talking about. I think it's a very creative idea, and I don't think they could tell you no. You know, say if you had already had two... carry-on bags, like, you know, they give you, usually they'll give you a laptop and they'll give you one carry-on bag, and say you want to bring your dive gear and bathing suits, some t-shirts, whatever the case may be. You know, the BC takes up a lot of space, so if you wear your BC on board as a jacket And you know, you have a, you know, you have your weight belt, or your weight pockets, maybe, if it's integrated thing, you throw some extra stuff in there.
Wear your weight belt, too. Just wear your weight belt.
No,
you as a belt.
You could put some sunglasses, all kinds of little,
mask. Why stop?
iPods and things like that.
Yeah.
Why not? I think it's a great idea. I think it's a very creative, and I don't think the airlines could tell you can't do this. I mean, and evidently this guy who, was replying to the initial article that they wrote. He's had some good success with it, other than the fact that it looked a little goofy to the other passengers. And it'd be a little awkward in that regard. So maybe this is really a shout-out. This is a challenge.
It's a cry for help is what it is.
No, it's a challenge to the dive gear manufacturers that they have to start thinking more creatively in their BCD design. Topside, as opposed to just looking good underwater. Maybe we need to start turning these BCDs into something that's more acceptable.
Oh, that's a great idea. I think all BC manufacturers should forget about the underwater application for the BC.
Why can't it be both?
like a fishing vest.
A fashion statement. That's all I'm saying. It's just a different type of trim design. Maybe you put some,
sparkly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, don't you have that with the glue and the little beads that you could do?
We could bedazzle your BCD.
Bedazzle, that's
yes.
it.
And you will wear it when we go to Chicago, and you will see how people look at you. I'll glitter yours all up.
All right,
this is going to be great.
I don't like how this conversation is going.
Barracuda would love the bangles. Yeah.
Yes.
Feel free to chime in at 888.
It'd be like a little disco ball and our little night dives.
No, Angela, that won't happen. Here's another thing. How about this? What about cell phones? Cell phones underwater. We talked about this a few weeks ago when that underwater com gear company, I think it's Ocean Edge, came out with a underwater cell phone system. That was like $2,000.
Right.
And I think the consensus was, no, we don't want this. However, from a safety standpoint, what about taking your cell phone, popping it in a small housing, protective underwater housing, and just clipping it in or having it in a pocket in your BC as a safety device? God forbid you surface, you're away from the boat, you get caught in the current, and you know all these left at sea stories. You know, having a cell phone that on the surface as a, you know, backup emergency situation, I think it might be a fairly decent idea. As long as you're not worried about, you know, the case flooding and ruining your cell phone, obviously. Maybe you put it in a plastic bag first and then stick it into one of these protective, you know, little Pelican type boxes. Would that be an interesting or an easy and something you already have, really, cost-wise, wouldn't cost you anymore. Would it be an extra element of safety to throw into your BC? You're looking at me a little strange there, Angela.
Actually spent the entire program looking at you strange.
Yeah, I was going to say, but this is even worse. What do you think?
Okay, so you're at the surface, and your phone is in a water or like a housing and a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, so you could, at the surface, if you, God forbid, you had to take it out and use it, you could maybe text for help if you had signal, or you could call the boat.
Okay, if you had signal. You're not that much. I mean, you're floating above the water, but it's still going to get wet. I wouldn't want to take mine out.
Well, if you had it in a Ziploc baggie or you had it in a watertight bag.
Or if they made it an application, a Pelican application, where it would actually hold your iPhone or, you know, open phone where it could be held and have like a film interface.
Oh, now you're getting crazy. That's crazy talk, Bill.
It's too crazy.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. It's a good idea. Yeah, why not? If you got your cell phone, why not set it up as an extra safety device? You're off, you know, on the you're diving in the Florida Keys. A lot of times you're right offshore there, not, you know, only a mile or two offshore. You may still have cell phone coverage. God forbid if you got separated from the boat and you're adrift, having your cell phone with you, it doesn't cost you any more than one of these, you know, $29 little cases. You stick it in your BC pocket. Why not? I think it's a pretty good idea. And, you know, you only take it out of the case in obviously a dire and emergency. You know, not much different than, you know, if you had to use a safety sausage in an emergency situation.
Okay, let's just throw this out there.
Yeah.
How many times would we be in a situation where this would be a practical solution?
Well, hopefully never.
I have once in my diving career found myself distant from the dive boat, and I had to use my safety sausage.
Right.
Once.
But, you know, it does happen, and it's just one of those added levels of safety that, you know, it seems to me like it doesn't cost anything. It wouldn't cost anything extra to throw your cell phone in a box other than,
unless
like
something happened to your cell phone.
What do you mean? If it leaked or something?
If
or
it
what?
Leaked, if...
If you put your cell phone in a little Ziploc baggie and then stuck it in one of these little hard cases that are rated down to 300 feet, chances of you messing up your phone, I think, are
better than chances of you needing your phone.
No, I don't
think
so.
But when you're out on the surface using it, well, you know.
Well, you can leave it in the plastic baggie.
In defense of his argument, if you needed your phone, your life is more valuable than your phone, probably. Okay, so if you needed it,
well,
and
yeah,
you had it, now you've got a tool which you could potentially sacrifice.
Right.
Right.
I can make the call. I think Scott found on his iPhone that the Coast Guard's got an application where you got one button press for
GPS
for help.
Yep. Yeah. Use the
Coast
GPS
Guard can come and rescue you.
Yeah,
when you're you know, diving in Fort Lauderdale.
Well,
within a quarter mile of the shore.
Unfortunately, you do hear about these stories where people get left, you know, whether it's down in the Keys or off the coast of California. It does happen very rarely.
Oh, here's something else you could do. You could use your cell phone to call a reputable dive operator that won't abandon you.
Good idea.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there, because I hear it fills up really quick.
Jeffrey.
feel like we've been on this vacation before. Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Baby, this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and, you know, the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
You're
I'm
right.
excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
So that couple, say, from Open Water, the movie Open Water, assuming that it actually happened, cell phone, would have that done them any good? I don't know. They might have been way too far offshore for their cell phones to work, but that's the issue. You know, I've actually, I think about a year ago, somebody gave me the idea of taking a VHF radio, a little portable waterproof VHF radio, down as a piece of safety gear as a scuba diver. And I was like, yeah, that's not a bad idea. However, those things are still pretty bulky. They're still way too big. I, you know, less is more when it comes to scuba diving, as far as I'm concerned. I don't like to put...
You know, he has been telling his wife that for years.
Hey, quiet! And
typical man.
Hey, now. Mm-hmm. But the point is, you know, cell phone, these little cases, they can be really small. And you stick them in your BC pocket, and you have it there, God forbid, if you ever need it. I think it's a very cheap... way to, you know, just have a little extra peace of mind, and God forbid you ever get in a situation where you need it. It doesn't cost much, hardly anything.
I got to tell you what, I think this dovetails really nicely with wearing your BC onto the airplane, because that'll make it real easy to access your cell phone.
You already have a pocket.
Yeah, it's right there. Most of the time when I'm on the plane and I've got my cell phone, it's inconvenient for me to get at that cell phone to make sure it's turned off and to put it away because it's in my pants, or it's in that holder on my pants. It's just not easy to get to, but here it is tucked into my BC on that inside. This is genius.
Can we make an infomercial about this, how hard it is to get your phone out of your pocket on the plane, but it's super easy if it's in the BCD?
That's right. The dive gear manufacturers just need to put a little cell phone pocket in their BCDs now.
Yes.
Why not?
Well, they got that inside pocket, that little zipper inside pocket. That's perfect. Perfect spot for a cell phone. It is perfect. I can't tell you how many times I've had trouble accessing my cell phone on an airplane.
Horrible.
Is this a lead-in to selling these on the website?
I wish it was.
Well,
I want a piece of that action. I do, indeed.
Oh.
Once again, she's looking at you. The way she looks at you.
I need one with a jelly cover so that I can also text while I'm swimming. I would like that.
Actually, for the record, I did get some reports that if you are in cell phone range, that... you can go underwater and, like, one of those waterproof baggy things, you know, water pack or something like that. They're like super duper Ziploc bags that are really designed to be able to take a camera or a cell phone underwater.
Maybe to 30.
You can, due to the pressure, you can't take a cell phone down, I think, below like 20, 30 feet. Then you might ruin it.
Right.
But if you were down like at 10 feet, they said, yeah, I'm in cell phone range and I can literally text my friends underwater through the bag.
Which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I got to tell you, the whole thing about this cell phone and being underwater.
Dude, you should be here.
I love being underwater because nobody can get me. Nobody can find me. Nobody can tell me I'm going to do anything.
Just wait.
And I'll find you. The media.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Diver's consumer tip number 61. It is currently against many nations' maritime regulations to play a casual game of spin the bottle nose dolphin.
That wasn't a bit nice.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip, and we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network, in the studio. It's really good to see you, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be seen. How have you been?
Lonely.
Well, not sure I want to go there.
It's my dive buddies, or rather lack of them lately. It seems like everyone's busy or our schedules just won't coordinate. It's getting really hard to put these dives together.
Sounds like you need some more dive buddies.
Got any tips on how to do that?
Absolutely. There are a ton of ways to find new dive buddies. Shoot, in this day and age, it's never been easier to connect with people.
Am I going to have to Twitter?
Not if you don't want to, but there are lots of dive websites now dedicated to connecting divers looking for buddies, as well as mainstream sites that connect folks with similar interests. They can be handy whether you're looking for buddies in distant locations or closer to home. You may want to think about checking them out.
Distant locations?
Some folks travel on their own and may need buddies when they get to their destination. I've heard of divers logging on who are planning to move and want to start lining up buddies before they even get there.
What if I don't want to go online?
I'd say there are even more options.
Starting with
the center of it all, your local dive shop. Going down and even hanging out at your local dive shop is a great way to meet people, find divers with similar skill levels and interests, and just all around make new friends.
I find that when I teach, a lot of classmates tend to become buddies.
Classes are an excellent way to meet potential dive buddies, especially if you're not taking the class with an established buddy. You figure classmates are likely to be at the similar skill level as you are, and almost certainly have similar interests. The only thing left to figure is whether you're compatible and get along.
I did a speaking gig at a dive club not too long ago, and I heard a lot of the divers there making plans to go diving together.
Dive clubs are another great way to go. They're a lot like classes in that you're definitely sharing space with active divers who are as interested as you, maybe even more so. You may find that as you meet your fellow club members, you'll meet divers who will introduce you to new types of diving or increase your skill level.
Any suggestions on how to find a dive club?
Same way you find a buddy. Go to the dive shop, talk to other divers, go online.
Okay, so let's say you meet a whole team of new divers. How do you know which ones will make good dive buddies?
Well, it's like making any new friend. It really just takes time to figure things out. Your first inkling comes with the conversation you have with them. If you're not enjoying it, you're probably not going to enjoy diving with that person. But if you hit it off when you talk, make a plan to try things out as buddies. It can even be as simple as going to the local pool together to see how it goes.
What would you say is the most important thing about establishing a new dive buddy?
Communication, no doubt about it. And it doesn't matter whether it's the first time or the millionth time you've been diving together, communication is the key. Establishing goals, planning the dive, reviewing hand signals and emergency plans, it all comes down to communication.
Sometimes people are shy about asking too many questions when they don't know a person well.
I can appreciate that, but it's a mistake when it comes to diving. If you're in the water with someone, you have the responsibility to them, just as they have the responsibility to you. If you don't know them well, ask as many questions, be as detailed in the plans you make, and be as thorough in your reviews as you need to in order to be comfortable and safe.
And I'd say be prepared to share the information, too.
Absolutely. If you're just getting to know each other, it's important that your buddy feels just as comfortable as you do.
Are we forgetting anything?
I'd throw out a reminder to be patient. Remember that when you're diving with someone new, especially if you're used to diving with a particular person, it takes time to get to know them. New people, new habits, new approaches, it all takes time to get to know. So be patient, and as long as you feel safe with your buddy, give it a chance. It doesn't have to go perfectly the first time to become a really good dive partnership.
Don't let busy schedules and lack of common interest be your buddies. Go out and find some dive buddies. They're out there just waiting to meet you, and there's lots of ways to find them. Take a smart approach and the time to know them, and before long, you'll have a whole logbook full of buddies just waiting to share an adventure. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, taking your cell phone down to text underwater. Bill doesn't like it.
Hates it.
I think it's not a bad idea as far as just an added level of safety. And, you know, at the Dima show.
What are you going to text someone?
I'm separated from the boat, drowning.
Bye.
This is going to happen anyway because, you know, there's already a company working on a cell phone application, dive computer, where you can take your cell phone underwater in a special housing that has a depth sensor on it. uses Bluetooth to communicate to that sensor and the cell phone, and it's basically turned your cell phone into a dive computer.
Welcome, so that, Dive Master Greg. Please come here for us to insert your chip.
It is happening.
Dive Master
it is going to happen. So, you know, in the meantime, using your cell phone is an added level of safety.
For your safety, we will install a chip under your skin, and then we will always be able to find you, Dive Master Greg.
Yes. And then, you know, then you have your GPS as well. So when you're at the surface, you know, the boat can look you up on the computer or whatever back at the boat. Yeah, I'm telling you, that's the way it's going to go anyway. So you might as well start bringing your cell phone.
We should just get really, like, magnets implanted in us, so then when the dive is over, they just hit a button, and we all and we all just fly back to the boat. Dive over, no, dive is over.
That's not a bad idea.
And then we won't lose anybody.
That is an interesting idea, really.
God, it's just, today's going well.
Where would you put the magnets, though? I mean, you know.
It would have to be. It would
implanted.
Have to be.
Yeah, oh, somewhere.
Under your skin, or perhaps just inserted.
Maybe in your BCD. Yeah.
Suppositories?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so...
Or on your tank, I suppose.
Yeah, okay.
That wouldn't be quite as cool.
That might work.
Be careful of your piercings.
Yeah, why not just magnetize your tank?
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Nobody will lose anybody.
You know what? Most people don't lose anybody. That's really how it works.
Well, in these times,
we got to dumb down the sport
magnet.
For all the idiots. Is that what we're saying?
I don't think that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying leave your damn cell phone at home.
All right. Well, that's
the only problem with that is the only way I know what time it is anymore.
Exactly. You have to have one.
You know, this all kind of started with...
what's that thing on your wrist?
Travel tips. You know, wearing your BC as, you know, as carry-on luggage, literally.
If you're going to wear your BCD as an article of clothing...
Your regulator as a necklace.
Yes.
Why not? And Apex, which is a division of Aqualung, has just come out with the world's lightest regulator. They've lowered the bar or raised the bar when it comes to weight?
Raised.
It's like...
Lowered it if we're doing limbo. This is kind of limbo, though. So they lowered it.
21 ounces for a regulator setup. And you wear it around your neck. It'd be a nice, you know, if it matched your BC.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Oh, shark farts.
Now if I was as rich as the Aga Khan, I'd tell you what I would do. Buy every man, woman, and child on this planet a mask and a snorkel too. Then I'd lead that wild migration. Destination Waimea Bay. Then we'd splash our way around the world. Life is just a water ballet. Come on,
everyone, sing. Come on,
beautiful swimmers.
I know how Angela loves Buffett.
You know how to move.
It's like her favorite artist.
Let's glide across the water like a steel guitar.
Yeah.
It was written about me.
You're a beautiful swimmer, exactly.
Beautiful swimmer.
That's from Buffett's new CD. Buffet Hotel or Buffet Hotel?
Buffet Hotel. There's only one T.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, they're really, legitimately, there's only one T in the name of the album. It's Buffet right. Hotel.
Got it. All right. So I think we've come up with a solution on how to get over these excess baggage fees if you're traveling overseas or just... From yeah. one place and
for any reason.
Anyway, on the airline, they're screwing us with these bag fees and carry on baggage requirements and issues and things like that. So you can wear your BC jacket. Now you can, you know, Aqualung has this new Apex regulator, which is the lightest in the world, like 21 ounces. You can get it color coordinated with your BC. So you wrap it around your neck as an accessory, like a necklace, a regulator necklace.
Yeah, with the really big second stage, just yeah. hanging there.
Yeah.
We might want to keep this hush-hush. Lady Gaga might pick this up.
Good point. Yeah, yeah, she uses this in her act, I think. It's one of her outfits.
Interesting.
But why not? Wear your dive gear on the plane. Might turn a few heads. But you'd save,
who cares
like, on a round-trip ticket, you save as much as $80. That's your boat trip in some places. You probably get a couple two-tank dives down the Keys for $80.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry if they lose your bags.
That's right.
You got it all with you.
So, I think we have, in this hour of Scuba Radio, have solved a major problem for divers worldwide. Or maybe we've created one.
What's the next problem? We got to keep going with
world hunger. Yeah.
We got to come up with something because we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck.
Uh-oh, that was everything we had.
Oh, no, wait, there's lionfish. We'll have a lionfish
sandwich.
Spear fishing competition. We'll tell you about that in an hour or two, along with Mermaid Angela's finding a
Answers
dive buddy adventure.
Oh, yeah.
She needs some assistance in finding a dive buddy. We're going to help her in an hour or two. Stick around. We're just getting started right here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.